This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. All right, it's 5 o'clock here in the Bayou City. Second hour already. All right, let's go check in with Captain Mike Jeffcoat this morning. See what he is up to. Good morning, Mike. What's up?
Nothing much. How you doing this morning, Mick?
Man, I'm here, buddy. It's all good.
Well, I'm kind of the same way as you. I'm over here in this river bottom, so hope we can stay hooked up.
Man, you're clean and clear this morning. You got a good signal. I guess with that overcast, it helps.
Yes, it does.
Well,
yeah, because I know it's not as cold as they was predicting this morning. So,
yeah, it actually kind of it didn't cool down as much during the night. It stayed about what it was yesterday afternoon. So we're going to get a little, little warm up behind this, but we're all right. Got a little rain along the coast this morning.
Really?
Yeah. It won't.
I thought all that rain got out of here.
Well, I thought it did too. But it, man, it's a line. It stretches all the way from the Mexico border down around Piedras Negras, you know, right below Laredo through Kingsville and just below Victoria and Lake Jackson and kind of moving this way. But it's going to stay along the coast. Looks like it might just duck on out in the Gulf before it really sets in up here. Future cast showing anyway. I had a little drizzle off. Looked at it a while ago. There was a little bit of drizzle outside a while ago, but nothing to write home about, bud.
Right. Well, it got wet now, though.
Yeah.
Most definitely. I mean, these woods are full of water.
Are they?
And, yeah.
Y'all end up getting over 5 inches up through there, though, didn't you?
Yeah. But, you know, and there's a lot of areas. You can tell where it rained the hardest because there's no water standing, and then there's water standing everywhere. And
right.
So it's just wild. But this old ground was so dry, and it, you know, it sucked it up pretty hard.
Yeah, it's hard to believe in the wintertime that the ground drank all that rain up.
It is.
Because it hadn't been warm enough to dry anything out. The ground just drank it.
No. Yeah. You know, and all the leaves that's on the ground, them leaves suck up a lot of water, too.
Yeah, they do. So, makes for good squirrel hunting. You're not crunching as bad walking around.
No. Well, you know, I don't know what's going on with them squirrels. I haven't.
Mine have just kind of disappeared. They quit all that activity. It just kind of went away with this full moon or something. I don't know what caused it.
Yep. It's the same thing here. You know, and that's kind of hunting. Really, a man needs to be hunting right in the middle of the day right now.
I think so,
I've seen more deer up in the middle. I've seen more deer up in the middle of the day than I've seen any other time.
I'll be darned.
Yep. And,
well, with this moon phase, I can believe that.
Yeah. Yeah. When that moon gets back on the bottom side of us, stuff gets up, moons around. So, forest fishing, I couldn't tell you a single thing about any fishing right now. So, I noticed that there ain't been a whole lot posted neither. So,
No, it's been kind of quiet.
Yeah, it has. Yeah. Well, it's that time of year, too.
True. Yes, sir. That is so true.
No, Mother Nature is definitely showing her side right now, because I didn't see a deer at all yesterday. And I started hunting about 2 o'clock yesterday afternoon.
Yeah.
And I seen one armadillo and 11 head of hog. I never saw a squirrel yesterday. That's weird.
Yeah, it is. That is strange.
And them hogs, I couldn't even get my gun out the window before they come out and they left.
Just moving through.
Yep. Well, the thing about them hogs, you know, there's rain. It ain't gonna. It sires them acorns. They just love it that much more better. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, but the deer are starting to do some different stuff now. I have noticed that, but like I said, it's all in the middle of the day.
Yeah, you're kind of on that post rut pattern now.
Yeah, well, and all the scrapes are freshening back up yesterday. Yeah,
are you getting the secondary starting in?
Yeah, secondary's kicking in with this moon, but I don't know if he took care of everything. Dwayne did say he had two come out on a set of does yesterday. He said there was about 5 minutes behind them, but he said they didn't even pull with them. The does didn't run from them or nothing. They just trailing around.
Looking for a hot happen. One. Looking for some fresh meat.
Yep. Absolutely. And, you know, I like the third one. The third rut's better for me because that's one of them white yearling deer that are old enough come in and do their thing. Them bucks will get stupid then.
Yeah. So. Well, that makes sense.
Other than that, no ducks. I mean, around. I left about noon yesterday from camp. Went right around just looking at sign and stuff and checked on a bunch of water. And I ain't seen the first duck. I'm talking about not a wood duck. Nothing.
Huh.
Yeah. Crazy. I don't know.
Our old river bottom has changed, hasn't it? Man.
It has. Well, everything's changed.
Well, there's just no food around for them like there used to be. You know, all the...
Yeah. Well, they are here. I mean, nothing has changed here, but...
No, I'm talking about agriculture-wise, you know.
No, that's exactly right. Me and Guy talked about it the other day. We just don't have the agriculture that we used to have. And I don't know. I hear the sand hills are thick at Beaumont, so Greg was out around Uvalde this week on some work, and he said he's never seen as many sand hills in his life. He said all the alfalfa fields out there was covered.
Really? That's awesome.
Yeah. But, you know, I don't think you can hunt in Uvalde.
It may be a county that you can't.
Well, and I don't know about the county. I think it's got something to do with how 90, you know, you can't hunt them below. It's weird. I know I-10's got a lot to do with it. Like, you can hunt them in below I-10 and Beaumont area and all down in there, Winnie or anything like that.
No.
But once you get around Wharton area down in there, I think you can hunt them there.
Yeah, you can hunt them down there.
So I don't know that. Huh?
You can hunt them down there.
Yeah, so I don't know how that line works. I'd have to look at it again. I hadn't looked at it in a long time. But like I'm saying, I don't know if you can hunt them in Uvalde. If you can hunt them in Wharton, you ought to be able to hunt them in Uvalde. So,
right.
I don't know. It's a weird deal. You know, I know why it is in the Beaumont area and stuff. It's because of them lookalikes. The whooping cranes.
Right.
Because they do look a lot alike, especially when they're flying.
let's check these zones out. And...
You looking it up?
Yeah, Zone C is a closed area. No, it says
there. Now,
everything to the Gulf of Mexico from the line beginning at, well, let me open this thing up. Let's see here. You got Zone A, B, and C. In the C zone, you only get two birds. Zone B, three birds. Zone A, three birds. Well, that's not telling me what I'm wanting to know. I want an overall map and an overview of, you know, where it's closed and it's open. All right, they're showing, there's a line showing U.S. 290. All right, closed to crane hunting. You got U.S. 290, you go up that to Austin, and then you take 35 all the way up to the top of the state. Everything east of there is closed to crane hunting. And Zone C runs all the way down the coast to Brownsville, you know, on the south side of 35. And then Zone B is on the east side of I-10 and the west side of 35 all the way up through Abilene and all that. That's Zone B. And in Zone A is everything west of that from San Antonio all the way to the Panhandle. So.
You got me confused.
Yeah, me too. And then you got a little place down around Corpus that's closed from U.S. 77 to 87.
They got some whooping cranes down there, too.
Well, that's, you know, yeah, exactly. But Zone C is a two-bird zone, and the rest of them are three-bird zones.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy. So, and it's all about lessers versus graders. Because, you know, I go to Lubbock every year. I'll go here the 1st of January. And up there, I've killed one grader up there, and I mean, he was sure enough a grader.
Yeah.
And you can tell the difference in them. I mean, it looks like a Cessna versus a B-52 bomber.
kind of like a little old bumblebee Canadian versus a grader Canadian.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. So, and then you got all graders up there.
Yeah.
You know, it's weird.
Well, they sure make a good steak. I love making fajitas out of those breasts. Man, that's hard to beat.
Good stuff.
Yeah, it is.
Anyhow, I can't believe it's December the 6th today?
Yeah, 6th.
Well, these last, I mean, November went by like. I don't even remember what happened.
Same way for me. I'm going, man, where did November go? Boy, and the weather was so nice. We had a nice stretch of weather in November.
Yeah, we did.
But it's winter now.
Blaine and them killed anything else good?
No, they're seeing a lot of young stuff, man. It's. I had some buddies who went down there and hunted with him. And, they were telling me they'd never seen so many doves in all their life. They just could. Everywhere you go, every ranch, everywhere you look, there's just doves everywhere. Quail and doves. The birds are just unreal this year.
That youngest boy of mine, Greg, he's hunting out in Brackettsville this year, and he said it's the same way. He said quail and a dove is just unbelievable.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he said, you know, it's hard to, especially him, because he loves to wing shoot like me.
Right.
It's hard deer hunt, you know, but the money you pay to hunt out there where he's at to start shooting them doves. But I don't know how the season is right now. I don't know if it's open or closed. So.
I forget. Blaine told me last time I talked to him when that opened back up around the 19th or 21st, somewhere in there. I'll look it up. All I know is when I go down there, it's always open. And hunt in the mornings when it's cool and nice for deer, and then, you know, bird hunt in the afternoon.
Nothing wrong with that.
Plus, nothing wrong with that. double whammy.
Well, that's the same thing in Lubbock. We missed it last year.
Yeah.
We went a little later in January, and the season done closed, but them doves were so stupid out there. But that wind blows so bad out there in Lubbock that that dove hunting ain't no fun.
Right.
They can get by you quick.
Yeah, just take more shells. That's all you can do. Boy, that wind, it deals you fits, doesn't it? Dove birds in 30 and 40 mile an hour winds. Like the other morning when I was talking to Bink, live from the blind, he shot a duck and he led it 10 feet to kill it because the wind was blowing so hard.
That's crazy. Well, that's here. You know, the wind's been a big factor as far as my hunting too here this past week. I mean, it's been relentless.
Well, it's calm this morning.
It calmed down yesterday afternoon too. I mean, it was dead still. I could hear a grasshopper crawling around in them leaves because it kind of dried up too.
Right.
But squirrel, you talk about the
squirrel crawling on the ground sounds like a buck coming at you, man.
Crispy. Yeah, but they wasn't doing it. I guess they got their storage full.
So I don't know. I've been quiet around here the last two or three days. I hadn't seen any activity. All right, man. I got to go, Mike. Somebody wants to call you, give them a number, man.
832-338-9376. Catch us on the web at RJ Hunt Fish.
All right, bud. Well, you have a good weekend. Good luck to you. Lay one down.
All right, later.
Let her rip. Send one. All right. All right, it's time for a break. You listen to the Outdoor Show. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. It's 520 here in the Bayou City. All right, let's go down Galveston Way and check in at Tiki Island with Captain James Plogg. Hey, James, what's up, buddy?
Matt, what's up, buddy?
Not a lot, dog.
Nothing. Watching this. What they call this weather, I guess this kind of weather is like what they got out there. Portland and Oregon and Seattle, it's like this every day, ain't it?
Yeah, that's That's why it's so different up there.
No wonder all the people commit suicide. You know,
nobody's happy up there. They have to deal with this all the time.
Ooh, man. Well, at least it ain't bad as yesterday. Yesterday no. wasn't terrible. It was cold yesterday morning, though.
Yeah, it was. It was pretty chilly.
But you better put everything you own on today, even though it ain't. I got like 51 degrees.
Yeah, it actually warmed up a little bit during the night.
Yeah, last night we went we got a Christmas tree last night. I was cold again. I was cold all day. I'm cold getting a Christmas tree. So, man, I put some more stuff on. So, but anyway,
that's like your old saying. It's no such thing as bad weather, just bad gear.
Just bad gear. I had just some bad gear the other day. I don't care, man. I don't care if you helicoptered in, I light flight it. Give me a new slicker, man. This ain't going to work. Ah, dang.
Well, I think y'all are going to be all right. You're fishing that tournament, aren't you, and Cameron?
Yeah, no, you never catch nothing the second day. Everybody's a hero Friday. Everybody's looking at me.
Oh, did y'all fish yesterday? Were you in the tournament?
Yeah. Nah, tournament's today.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we went.
Well, it should have been yesterday with a picture you sent me of that one nice fish Cameron's holding up.
Well, I text Rick, a Katie Ripon guy. Man, I think we're going to go shoot pigs. You know, and it goes back to what Hillman says. You know, I love these guys. They're my guys.
Right.
You know, they go with me so much. Hey, man, you don't want to go. I don't care. I mean, but I told him, I said, hey, man, if I find them, it'll be good. And anyway, I'm going to go shoot pigs. So y'all go get them pigs. Well, he didn't get no pigs. And I sent him two or three pictures. I said, this is why you don't not go right here. So just tune them up every now and then. You let them know what's happening.
Tune them up.
Hey, but you know how many times, Mickey, and what people don't realize, and I ain't crying because I don't care. It don't matter to me. But whenever your day is, I mean, you know, because you did it for 50 years. When that day goes away, man, I'm gonna grab another day. Yeah, well, that's good, but this day is gone.
Yeah, this day is gone. I'm not getting that one back. That don't pay bills. Doesn't feed my family.
Yeah, kind of go to your job, and that guy in the morning says, hey, you know what, bud? Hey, today, hey, it's going to be a free day. And then you just we'll catch up with you later.
Yeah.
Or you're getting in your car and you're driving home. So, you know, but I talked to Steve yesterday morning. It's pretty funny. I got the real animated version of it. And one of them guys I know, he's been fishing with me before. Before, one time.
Right.
One time. Yeah, so, you know, but you get your guys that are, they're, you know, when you end up, most of your customers.
Hey, you got a lot of them are hoppers, man. They jump from gad to gad and looking for Mr. Goodbar, and they never find what they're looking for. And
well, it's like your guys, Mickey, when you was going every day, those are your guys.
Yeah.
These guys that I have, they're my guys. I mean, they've been going with me for 100 years, ones that ain't dead. Then I got a few new ones, and they're still my guys. And I take care of my guys. And, you know, I honestly, and this ain't trying to brag or be big time or nothing, because I'm not. But I'm going to ask somebody, if you call me and I don't know you, where did you come from, and can you fish, and here's what I do. And if you don't like that, that's cool, man. We probably ain't no good fit for each other. So
send me a resume before I take you fishing.
But a lot of your guys been fishing with for so long, they get comfortable with you.
Yeah.
You know, and it's, and you've been there. Hey, man, you know, man, we just ain't going today. And you're friends, and you really don't. Me and Brian Barrera were talking about that.
Right.
He says, how many times do you let that happen? It depends on how many times the guys go, how much you actually enjoy them and like them as a friend.
Right.
And if they're a true friend, true customers, they'll never do that to you more than once, maybe twice. But you
well,
hit the
a lot
third
of them
time,
do, you know, that have been with you forever, if they do that to you, they just send you a check anyway. You get the day
100%.
Off paid for.
100%. If I had to cancel on somebody doing something, and it was my gig, dude, I can't get a check in the mail fast enough.
Right.
Like the other day, my old man, they go with me. I made the decision to go. I'm looking at them. I know I told y'all this. They ain't got enough clothes. They're cold. But I gamble that, hey, man, if I hit it right, I'm going to win. If I don't, I lose. And I gamble a lot. And I come in the, underneath them highline wires, and I said, man, I just lost.
Right.
So them old men would have paid me. They always have. I say, look, man. And I told them, whatever to give me, just cover me up so I, you know, so I don't lose any money today. That's all I ask. And, you know, I think that's fair, but that was my deal. But if I tell you don't go, you ain't going to catch nothing. You insist on going, I'm fit to take your money.
Yep.
Yeah, how many times in the summer have we told people, look, man, it's southwest about 15. We're not going to catch anything. Yeah, but it, you know, we're ready. I said, I don't care what you are. You're not going to catch anything. And about 9 o'clock, hey, man, it's terrible, ain't it? I said, what did I just tell you? Told you don't go.
Told you that before you ever showed up.
100%. You know, we know when we're going to catch and when we're gambling. This time of year, you and I talked about this the other day. I used to get away with all kinds of stuff. We had a lot of fish. But, you know, it's different now. But everybody I talked to fishing all different places yesterday caught fish. So they bit yesterday.
Well, I hope they bite for y'all today.
Nah, you know how the day of the tournament is. They never bite. I only look at that fish book bill first thing in the morning. That's it. Creeping. People stupid enough tell me where they're fishing. And this guy's fishing in the tournament. It's got Christmas Bay on there. I caught 19 pounds.
Man, if I saw that.
If I caught 19 pounds, I wouldn't tell you.
Nope.
I wouldn't tell Jesus. Well, he knows, but I wouldn't tell him.
Let's see if he can catch 19 pounds today.
Baffles me, buddy. I don't. And I saw some stuff yesterday fishing that.
That's over a 6-pound average, man.
And I know it's where he's fishing.
Show me some pictures.
Can you do that? Maybe. I'm not calling anybody a liar.
No.
I'm just saying maybe. But, you know, you can boga grip all that stuff and hold them up. But until you put them on a digital scale, an actual digital scale, okay, man, this fish weighs 3.62 or 6 point whatever, you don't really know.
No.
Good on them. If I was catching fish like that, I wouldn't tell nobody.
No.
But it ain't like it. We seen some stuff. I wish you'd have been with me yesterday. I seen some stuff yesterday. You would never go fishing again. You would have been so mad. You'd broke all your rods. You'd went home. It's a different world, brother. It ain't like how me and you came up. But it's all right.
Courtesy's right out the window.
Well, it's just like, you know, I watch all them bass fishing shows and stuff. I mean, I try to learn something. Those guys, to me, are all really good anglers. They can make stuff bite when stuff ain't biting. They fight the same thing, man. It's the same, and that's what this has turned into.
It is.
because it's all a spot. Just like yesterday, I'm fishing a spot. There's no go look for fish.
No.
Because they're all just on spots. just what I saw. You know, what I saw. But I talked to several people that actually caught a lot of fish yesterday. Like, it was really right. Good fishing. And we didn't really lean on nothing. It was actually pretty good, though. It was actually good. I mean, if you'd been running a trip on it, it would have been real good, actually.
Sure.
But you know how that deal is, Mickey. How many times everybody gets them on Friday and nobody gets them on tournament day? That's why your tournament was so hard. Yeah, you be a hero one day. Go back it up.
Yeah.
Go back it up.
Do it 2 days in a row or three.
I guess that nasty Legends we're fishing in, I guess it's 2 days, ain't it? Or is it 1 day? It's two days.
No, that'll be two.
Yeah. That separates the men from the boys right there, brother.
And you're going to go down south and fish that?
Yeah, I'm fishing with – I mean, I just financed the deal. I'm fishing with Jamie.
Oh, okay.
He's got one of his guys, and I told Panner, I said, I'm going to do this one time before I don't ever want to do this anymore. It will be my last year, but just to go do it. And I told him, I said, buddy, let me tell you something. You better get you your good alternate, because if it's Thursday and I see north at 30 and it's 12 degrees, I am not coming.
No.
I'm just telling you. I'll meet y'all down there and I'll give them the Calcutta money. I think you got to bring a grand to the tournament just for the Calcutta so nobody can buy your boat.
Right.
I'll show up with my grand, give it to y'all, and I'm
out of here.
Doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he's got a good, we got a really good team, you know, and Jamie's fishing there already. He lives down there that time of year. And I'm not going to say it's going to be fun. It's just, to me, it's like we just talked about it. I'm just gambling on ourselves. I'd rather gamble on ourselves than a football team.
You got that right. You control your own destiny. Exactly. Let me knock this break out, James. I'll be right back at you. Hold on a second.
Yeah, go ahead, bro.
All right. Well, Boyd's One Stop, they're the home of the supercharged, super slimy powerhouse croakers located right at the base of the Texas City Dyke at 227 Dyke Road. And, folks, if you're looking for quality live bait for your next fishing trip, look no further than Boyd's. From their tanks to your live well, that bait's as good as it can possibly be. And there's no better way to live your bait or your tournament fish than with the Oxygen Response System. Check them out firsthand at the store. They have all their bottles and diffusers, regulators, all that on display. And if you need more info about it, call Jason at 281-701-8107. While you're by the store, check out all their wild-caught Gulf seafood. There's no farm-raised laying around at Boyd's. All their shrimp are wild-caught. And if you're looking for the big 9, 12, 16, 18 counts, whatever, they've got them always and at great prices. And their Cajun Grill next door turns out some really good food. And their food court truck over there in Santa Fe, it's hard to beat. They put out a mean dish. 409-945-4001 or check them out at boydsonestop.com. When you do, please tell them Captain Mickey sent you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. All right, it's 5:36 here in the Bayou City. All right, James, what time can y'all make your first cast this morning?
Man, I don't know. We can leave at 6, and I'm running.
You don't know?
No, and I'm running late, man.
They're not going to start biting you get there anyway, man.
Well, it ain't about that. It ain't about that. It's about people.
Well, good luck with that.
Yeah. Hey, that picture of that, I ain't going to say nothing about it, but that picture of that bait that I sent you.
Yeah.
We talked about.
Right.
We plucked him out of a bunch of 3-pounders.
Really?
Uh-huh. Only bite we had on it.
Well,
that's what we plucked him at. Hey,
that's all I would throw today then.
Yeah, it's no joke. It's no joke. But I told Cameron.
You know, I want to get on some decent trout where I know some nicer ones are. I want to try some of these glad baits like these bass fishermen are using.
Oh, I think it'll work, Mickey. We don't know nothing.
Yeah.
Actually, Kelly Rising turned me on to that deal. And the day that he turned me on to it, and we was on them, big ones. Because I fished this tournament, not this one, like the one they got in January. And we didn't, the fish didn't start biting until later on, and we couldn't catch no kickers. I think we got like 5th or 6th or whatever keychain spot we got.
Right.
The next day, I went back in there, and Kelly had that bass. What about this? And he's too good a fisherman for me to tell him no. Or I said, man, I don't know, Kelly. Send it. Hey, his second cast, he catches one 26 inches. I think I told you this already.
Right.
And then, like, 3 casts later, he yokes one out there, like, almost 28 inches. He we weighed him. He wasn't real heavy. He was like a 614 or something. And I said, man, that thing's for real. You better have some more of them. But you can just watch your size, you know, go up. Now, the bites are not as many, you know, of course.
True.
But we'll probably do that today. It's so hard to catch them in the same place and all that pre-fishing stuff. You know, if the weather was not going to be the same, because my shoulders killed me, I wouldn't even went fishing. But, I mean, we got the same weather, you know, today. How many times you go pre-fishing and you know you got a drastic weather change the next day? Well, all you did was just waste your time.
Yeah, well, I've seen that a million times. It's happened to me. I can't even count how many times it's happened.
Yeah,
pre-fishing for a tournament.
Oh, yeah. And then the next day you got full of north wind at 30 or south wind at 20. It's fishing the north wind spot. Yeah, same kind of deal. But our weather is the same.
It's pretty close.
Yeah, it got calm yesterday. Just imagine you get a bite. Everybody's catching fish. There'll be some weights today. You better catch them today. It ain't going to be crappy like that other tournament I saw.
Yeah.
But Cole,
it's just a one-day deal?
Yeah, one-day deal. Nick, y'all wouldn't need fish too. But he put a cow cut in this thing.
Mm-hmm.
And there's actually some real money. I mean, it's actually
well, that's good.
Going. And so, that's the only reason that Legends deal, that's real money in that thing.
Right.
If you hit you a lick, man, I see some $60,000-$70,000 payouts. Now it's expensive.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you gotta pay for it.
Well, I look at the whole thing because just in case I can't go or something happens, I paid for the whole thing. Everything. But there's, by the time you get in all the side pots, blah 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 blah, it's some cheese. It's some cheese.
Yeah,
You need to at least hit you a lick, but there's, and I'm not very smart in it, but just looking around, there's multiple ways that, you can at least get your money back, even if you do bad. You know, you catch a big red or a big trout, or, there's other ways to get your money back without just winning. And then the team of the year deal, that's where Jamie says, that's where your money's at, but that team of the year deal. I think you get a boat or wherever you get. I don't even know what none of it is. I'm just going.
Yeah.
So we'll see. But yeah, fishing, they just bit yesterday, man. One of them days.
Well, maybe they'll do it again today. I think the moon goes down at 9 this morning, so your best bite ought to be from then till about 1 o'clock when it gets underneath you.
Yeah, and honestly, I haven't, I talked to Steve about that. I haven't really been on anything. You know, he found him a little old pattern. He was on, like, a lot of fish, and I was just struggling, I was on some fish, but nothing, nothing great. Bunch of little ones and all that stuff, so. But we'll see. We caught, some fish on hard baits. I don't think we caught anything on Mariler. I think I caught one on a Lele. Just different kind of tails. It didn't matter until we started playing around with them, see what we could get out of there. I told Cameron, I know there's a kicker in here. You don't catch these size of fish, there's not a kicker in here.
So, there was.
Yeah, that was a good one right there.
That was a nice fish.
Yeah, for nowadays.
Nowadays, yeah.
For real. In the old days, he was still nice, but he wasn't going to call the Chronicle about him. But nowadays.
No.
It's a different ball game.
Well, that guy that was bragging about his 19 pounds, he'd have had to have three like that yesterday.
I just can't comprehend that. Maybe.
He may be on the mother load.
And never say never. But I know right there's only one place like yesterday where fish like that in that bay could have come from. And he's got the same weather today, so.
Yeah.
That's who you want to shoot at. I don't think I can catch 19 pounds. I don't think so.
Well, maybe you make a liar out of yourself this morning.
Man, I hope so. I would love to do that.
Well.
All right, buddy. Well, man, I got to get it, Mick.
Well, one of y'all needs to throw what gets a lot of bites, and one of you need to stick with that other bait, that glad-like bait, and see what happens.
Yeah, that's what we'll do. We'll.
Was it just you and Cameron fishing together?
Yeah, because I was supposed to take Rick. He decided I told you he wanted to go shoot pigs. I said, all right, man, go get them pigs, buddy. He didn't even see no pigs.
Well. Well, that's. He
just saw some pigs with me yesterday.
Got it. Well. All right. Well, I wish you and Cameron the best of luck. Break a leg, man. If somebody wants to give y'all a call about coming down and catching some pigs and not shooting them, just catch them.
All right, buddy. 409-771-7306. I'll holler at you on the way home.
Yeah, tell Rick I'd rather catch pigs than shoot them.
Yeah, Rojo, man. All right, buddy. Talk to you a little bit.
All right, dog. Y'all stay after it. See you, man. All right, that's James. What a character. Well, I hope they do good today. Him and his son fishing together. That's fun. Father and son team. Well, let's jump the old bridge down there in Galveston now and go over to the Offutt's Bio side over there and check in with old Captain Sharky Marquez. Michael, good morning. How are you, man?
What's up, buddy?
What's going on?
Man, I had to resist the urge to go 100 miles offshore today, that's for sure. Finally caught a windbreak. Well, finally caught that windbreak, man.
There's rain headed out that way anyway. It's coming down the coast, and it's kind of going to push on out into the Gulf.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Well, that makes me feel a little bit better.
Yeah, a little drizzle.
I got a buddy that's
nothing heavy.
Yeah, I got a buddy that's going. I think he's going to go try to catch some wahoo out there today. So we're in full-fledged prep mode. We have a holiday market at Bayside. My wife, she does real estate and her real estate brokerage and her team is kind of sponsoring this event. So, man, we've been in full force making it look like Winter Wonderland in there.
Dressing her up.
That's right. That's right. So we'll do the finishing stuff today for all that and – man, we're going to be doing boat rides and all the whole nine yards, man, live music. And
good grief.
So, yeah, anybody listening or you, your family, man, y'all come on out and check us out. It'll be a real fun time. It'll be 1 to 4 tomorrow at Bayside.
Cool.
Heck yeah.
Christmas is in the air. Can you believe it's already almost Christmas, man?
Oh my gosh, it came by fast, man.
It did. It's crazy.
It sure did. We, man, speaking of Christmas, my Christmas gift is going to be December 15th.
And what's December 15th?
I'm going to go get me a big old flounder. I'm going to bring.
Oh, yeah. Man, we didn't even talk about that. I mean, we're 9 days away.
Man, it's coming, brother. It's right here, right around the corner.
Boy, y'all tore him flounder up the other day when I didn't get to talk to you Thursday.
Man, I tell you what. Thursday was great. The weather was just horrible. It was just windy and rainy, and we were fishing around, you know, a little bit of rain here and there, but it was cold. I mean, but I tell you what, everywhere we fished, Mickey, we caught a ton of fish. I mean, there was just fish to be caught. Big redfish, little redfish, drum, slot redfish, speckled trout. We ended up in Offutt's. It was a triple boat corporate deal. We ended up in Offutt's, and that water was so green and so nice, man. And just finished telling my guys, you know, we were fishing some pilings and stuff. They were like, what can we catch in here? I said, man, just about anything. You know, we get lucky, we'll start catching a couple wintertime trout. And, man, we caught a few of those, and man, it was incredible. It was one of those days where you're like, you know, you're leaving the dock thinking, man, I don't know about this one. It's gonna be pretty tough today. And just completely shocks you. I mean, we caught a ton of fish.
You got the right gear on, dress for it. You can make a day of it. Catch a lot of fish.
Oh, heck yeah.
It's kind of stupid weather, man.
Heck yeah, man. It was awesome. And we were able to knock out that trip for that you know, corporate team, and have a great time. So that's what it's all about, man.
Awesome.
That's what it's all about. Those flounder were hungry.
What do y'all been catching most of your? What are you catching your flounder on right now? I know y'all been working on them because you got your old flounder contest.
Oh my gosh, man! I'm pretty convinced that this shrimp made it from the jetties into the channel. It was halfway turned into a fried shrimp on this hook. I don't know why. We'd never even leave the shrimp on there, but there was this. And I'm telling you, we pulled up, and I was putting the trolling motor out. We had Joe Bob in the back of the boat casting that, you know, and I'm like, hey, give me a second. I'm just getting, you know, a little waypoint on the trolling motor. And I kid you not, that thing hit the water, and he was reeling in a flounder. I mean, they are so stacked. It is
freeze dried shrimp.
I mean, you could throw a hook out there, buddy. I mean, they are on fire. It's silly, Mickey. I mean, it's silly. You know, it's crazy. I'm sure it will hold. It's going to be pretty nuts. There's going to be boats everywhere, and you know,
how many flounder are going to die on the 15th?
Golly, probably more than would have if it would have just stayed open and dropped down to
right.
two apiece.
I mean, everybody and their brother is going to be out there on the 15th, and everybody's going to keep their five. You can bank on that.
I'm telling you, man. I am telling you. Yep. It's it ain't going to be good, you know? That's going to be a day of some flounder being caught. That's a fact, buddy. You know, that's a fact.
The old flatfish. I mean, people
man,
go
I would
crazy
love it
over
for,
them things, man. They'll quit their
I'd
job
take,
to
catch
flounder.
I'd take a two a day all, you know, year round versus,
yeah.
you know.
Balance it out where you don't put
yeah,
so much
just
pressure
take a
on
two,
them at
three.
One single time.
Yeah, I guess that would be, you know, three trout, two flounder. You know, maybe I take three flounder. I don't know. But, you know, it's better than nothing for 45 days and then, you know, five. Because, man, you could really put a damper, you know.
Hey, just think of what the giggers people. Are going to do after midnight.
Oh, dude. Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
Especially if
You're
it's
right.
calm
There's
and the
be
water's
a lot of
clean
flow.
Everywhere. I mean, it's going to be nasty.
Yeah, it's gonna be pretty. It's going to be pretty gnarly.
There'll be thousands of flounder taken in a 24-hour period.
Yeah, yeah. And there's going to be a lot of people out there doing it, man. I'll send you some video or, you know, something that night. I think we're definitely going to go out, you know, that night and then come back and go back out on doubles on, you know, Saturday. I don't know. Maybe not. Who knows? But we're going to go find them, you know. We like to do that, Mickey, with just me and my family. You know, we'll go out at midnight and then come on back, and then I'll just run two charters that next day. And just to emphasize, okay, I never keep fish on my own charters, okay? So,
right.
You know. But, no, it's a great time, man. It's a great time. It's always.
The 15th is going to be when? Monday.
Yeah, it is on a Monday.
Yeah, Sunday so night or Monday morning.
Yeah.
It's as soon as that clock strikes 12, they're going to start coming in the boat.
Oh, my gosh, man. I wonder how it's going to
– flounder craze, are gonna be man. Out there.
It's going to be
people
insane,
have lost man. Their damn minds.
Oh, goodness, man. And now –
well,
now
hopefully the weather's
like,
good for them, you know.
I mean, I don't know. They've been so stacked. I gotta assume. I don't know. Yeah, hopefully it's good. You're right.
Well, yeah, that's what I meant. I hope the weather's good for the fishermen. You know, the anglers.
Oh yeah, heck yeah.
So they can cut a rug, you know.
Yeah. No, and enjoy it. Yeah, I mean it should be good, man. It'll be interesting with all those inlets, you know, at least down my way, all those inlets have been filled in, you know, over the last 6 months, and that's a lot of people's go to, you know, fishing up and down the harbor, but it'll be interesting to see where people kind of migrate off to, and the nooks and crannies that people are fishing up and down the system, you know, now the Galveston Ship Channel now, you know, versus just running to those inlets. So
right,
it'll be super super cool. People will be pulling out stops, you know, anywhere they can squeeze in on the side of the harbor, you know, fishing. So
elbow to elbow.
Yeah,
looked like a rollover pass back in the day.
We've been catching quite a few in Offutt's Bayou, so, you know, and around there, you know, I mean, some little spots around Tiki and Offutt's, and so I've been trying to get a little fine-tuned on them, so I got some plan B, D,
yeah, some backup
F,
holes, yeah.
You know, man. So.
Well, Sharky, if somebody wants to come down and play ball, how do they get a hold of you guys? How do they give them some info how they can reach out and come down and go fishing, man?
Absolutely. We'd love to have you guys, man. Hop on. You could just Google us at Outcast Charters Galveston. We'll pop right up. We have on-site lodging, sleep up to 18 folks right here on site. And then, man, we'd love to have you guys go make some memories, inshore, offshore, you name it. And tomorrow, come on by tomorrow. We're having that winter, that Christmas market right there at Bayside, 1 to 4 p.m., boat rides, live music, silent auction. It'll be a great time for the family. So
awesome.
Love to have you guys.
All right, sure.
All right, brother.
Hey, have a good weekend, brother. You take care, man.
Thanks, buddy. We'll talk
later.
To you soon, baby.
All right.
Later.
All right, it's time for our top of the hour break and national anthem, all that good stuff. You're listening to the Outdoor Show here at Sports Radio 610. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh?
Discover's accepted where I like to shop.
Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.